World records are always impressive accomplishments. With so many being set in swimming at the Beijing Olympics, it is hard to comprehend the magnitude of the results. But what stood out Wednesday was the victory by American great Michael Phelps in the men's 200-meter butterfly. That win gave Phelps his fourth title of the Games and a record 10th career gold medal. He says every win has been special.
When you have an Olympic gold medal, it stays with you forever. That never leaves your side. You know, you're always an Olympic gold medalist. And birthday happens every year. Christmas happens every year. You know, you only get to be an Olympic gold medalist, you know, so many times. And
Phelps added a fifth gold thanks to a record-shattering performance in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. He and three teammates clocked the first sub-7-minute performance ever, chopping more than 4.5 seconds off of the previous best. Phelps has three races remaining. The top accolade in the women's 200-meter individual medley went to Australian Stephanie Rice, whose world record of 2 minutes, 8.45 seconds edged Kirsty Coventry of Zimbabwe.
I guess the last 50 was a great challenge. I mean, we were both battling it out, and that's sort of what the Olympics is all about. It's about the challenge, and I was trying not to look over because I knew she was right there, and I just tried to close my eyes and concentrate on all the hard sessions we've done and really just focus on my own race.
Through an interpreter, Italian Federica Pellegrini expressed her relief after lowering her own world record with a time of 1 minute 54.82 seconds to win the women's 200-meter freestyle race.
When I win, is I say, finally, finally, because this 200 meters, really, I've been expecting to win this competition for the last 4 years. So for me, this is like I redeem myself.
American gold came on the Beijing streets, where Kristen Armstrong rolled to victory in the women's road cycling individual time trial. Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland won the men's event. Inside, the Chinese team claimed its first ever women's gymnastics title ahead of the United States and Romania. Wang Fang and Shin Kai completed a Chinese sweep of the synchronized diving events with a victory off the 3-meter springboard. Chen Ying added to the Chinese total by winning the women's 25-meter pistol event, and that victory gave the Chinese 6 shooting medals in these games. China's Liu Chung-hung won the women's 69-kilometer weightlifting gold medal. South Korean Sa Jae-hyuk had the best lift in the men's 77-kilo division. Men's individual foil went to German fencer Benjamin Philipp Kleibrink. Compatriot Britta Heidemann took the women's individual épée title. Masai Ueno won Japan's third gold medal in women's 70-kilo judo, needing less than 1 minute to defeat Anaisa Hernandez of Cuba. Ronda Rousey earned bronze to claim the first Olympic medal in women's judo for the United States since the event was put on the official schedule in 1992. Irakli Sirikidze of Georgia was the 90-kilo men's champion. Georgia added a gold from 74-kilo Greco-Roman wrestling. Lee Chang-hwan of South Korea set an Olympic record in his second-round archery win, scoring 117 of a possible 120 points. Elsewhere, the U.S. women's softball team were again dominant in their second game of the Olympic tournament. Kat Osterman recorded only the second complete game no-hitter by an American in Olympic softball history on the way to a 3-0 victory over Australia. And in beach volleyball, a pair of Georgian players topped a Russian duo 2-1 in a women's preliminary Pool C match. At the Beijing Olympics, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.